Дорогие товарищи, сегодня подготовку к уроку для вас.
Good morning, dear friends. Today the preparation is done by Mach 3 and Dnieper. Worldly, greatest of the generation. Now we are going into the lesson. Such a lesson has never been. And such a lesson will never be. Let's absorb it all the way. Let's engrave it on our hearts and help our friends do the same, and we will succeed together.
Let's read an excerpt from the source by Rabash. If there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of the Vekut with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and will give them that feeling that they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator, to bring him contentment. And since everything requires an awakening from below, he gives the awakening from below. And others will receive the awakening from above, to whomever the Creator knows will be more beneficial for the Creator.
Question for an active workshop. How do we help each other? How do we help each other reach the prayer of many? Again, how do we help each other reach the prayer of many? Active workshop.
First of all, we need to start with giving an example to one another all the time in the lesson, in our meetings. And with this example, we help one another to reach the prayer of many.
Tfilat Rabim.
The prayer of many, as we learn, is called a prayer for the many, for the collective, meaning anything that is not for myself, not related to self-concern, fear for myself. We have to get used to it, we have to practice it. How to worry less about myself and more about the friends, and together worry about all the souls.
Our investment in the connection between us leads us to the prayer of many. As much as we're constantly aimed towards the connections, and we're aimed such that the Creator will realize those connections, then there is a prayer of many.
We help each other be able to do things and think thoughts that are against our nature. There are two actions in a prayer of many. One, to ask, which is against our nature. And two, it is not for myself, which is also against my nature. And only we can give each other the strength to go truly against nature.
Yes, it is precisely these very important conditions that Kabbalists have placed before us to come out of our skin with all kinds of ways that they tell us about to be in vessels that are not ours, to constantly try to see what new emotion we can develop towards something that is not me. And what we do in the 10 is to constantly get better and upgrade that place that does not exist, to really create it existence out of absence. And what starts in the 10 is the prayer of many. We very much wanted to also reach and expand beyond our circles.
Should try to annul ourselves before the 10 and absorb from it power and light so we can rise and ask for the friends and for the light to gradually build us, build in us a common prayer to Him and will lead us, bring us out all as one.
And also in that we see the spirituality of the friends as the highest investment that I have in my life. By investing in them, I also enter the prayer of many. So we should constantly see how we actually invest our life in their field.
We should exert everything we can in connection and in serving the society, in dissemination, in every way we can.
Yes, we need to think always not only about ourselves, but think about the many, the collective, the whole world. And out of that, we will have an even more precise prayer for the many, what we call the prayer of many.
Right, and we help each other here and now. What we're doing now, we're trying to get closer, trying to feel each other. We're going into a very important lesson, and we want the light to influence and help us come to that point of this genuine prayer that from the bottom of the heart that the Kabbalists are talking about.
Rav, we need to understand that indeed a prayer is a prayer for the many. When one prays for himself, it's in order to receive, and those prayers do not reach the general spiritual system, which is called Boe, Creator. And therefore, we will not be able to see any advancement out of that, but only the request, the support, the help which a person brings out of his heart and out of his actions for others in order to promote them, in order to take care of them. This actually is the correct spiritual work when he is concerned about the collective, the entire system of Adam HaRishon, in order to raise it from the shattering. And therefore, the prayers for a friend, for the friends, those are prayers that are immediately accepted as the action of that person. And as much as one invests in others and he forgets about himself, this is actually his greatness in spirituality.
So, let's play Arkady's song, a prayer for Romania.
Yes, we have such a song also.
ולעמיתי הוא מזה שאדם לא יכול ולא רוצה להעניק לחברים יש הרבה מדרגות ותת מדרגות בהם מבחנים רבים ושונים ואהבת לרחק כמוך כמוך זה פער שנוצר עם השנים תפילת רבים הכוונה תפילה עבור רבים אתה תצא עוד מהחושך אם רק תדאג לאחרים. תפילת רבים הכוונה תפילה עבור רבים. אתה תצא עוד מהחושך אם רק תדאג לאחרים. חוק את הפער אפשר רק לקוות שנעלה מעליו. אל תאמין בעצמך עד יום מותך, חשוב שתתמיד בדרך שלב אחר שלב. ולאחר המאמץ לאיכות פתאום תלך מתפרצת הדינה. גדל וגם השוני גודל, בשנייה יכולה לפרוץ מלחמה. תפילת רבים הכוונה תפילה עבור רבים. אתה תצא עוד מהחושך אם רק תדאג לאחרים. תפילת רבים הכוונה תפילה עבור רבים. אתה תצא עוד מהחושך אם רק תדאג לאחרים.
Молитва. Творец. Единая, единственная сила во Вселенной.
A prayer. Creator, the one and only force in all of reality, the good who does good. Help us connect during this lesson with one intention, to give you contentment. Unite us in one kli where you will be revealed in all your glory and splendor. We thank you for what you have done and for what you are destined to do with us.